For years, Bangladesh's economy has been one of the fastest growing in the world. But with patchy recovery after the pandemic and warnings of global recession, it's struggling. The government is seeking $4.5 billion loan from International Monetary Fund. And political parties are unable to agree on how to hold election due December this year.
There are largely two crises that the nation is going through. One is the political deadlock. The bigger parties, BNP and Awami League, could not agree to a credible election mechanism. And secondly, the economic crisis, which covers all kinds of things. Price hike, energy bills are going out of control. Middle class is struggling.
People angry at the government's failure to stop soaring energy and food prices are out on the streets demonstrating. And many of them are not members of political parties.
These protests are bound to happen. People with fixed incomes are struggling. House rent, energy costs, and all food essential prices are rising to almost double now, but people's salaries are not rising.
This government has done some development work, like building bridges and infrastructure, but not much else really. Food, essential items, and rent are at an all-time high. Low-income people are facing a lot of hardship.
Public anger is also growing over what many see as excessive spending on ambitious development projects and their accusation of corruption and cronyism. Rights group accused the government of increasing attacks and intimidation against opposition members.
At this protest rally, I was harassed and slapped by the police. They told me that if I wanted to stay in this country, I would have to support the ruling party, the Awami League. Otherwise, I should leave.
The economy is struggling. Food and energy prices have increased, partly a knock-on effect of Russia's war in Ukraine. Opposition parties have channeled public anger against the rising cost of living into protests against the government. Bangladesh leaders clearly have a lot to deal with, and many here expect they'll be adding more protests and unrest to their list in the coming weeks. Chanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.